Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight's a very special night. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship in 5 or 10 minutes here to do some personal physical healings with all of you. And we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace tonight?
Yep, I'm floating in cyberspace as we speak. So welcome everyone, and it's great to be here with you. We'll just kind of do a little introduction to the Creation Lightship program for those of you that might be new to it. So the whole purpose and point of this program is to connect you to your own divinity within you. And this is a live healing program to help you with healing that will help you to be able to integrate your spirit energy in your physical body. So to that end, we like just really love to be on the radio, to talk with you live or on the fast chat, whatever works for you. If you'd like to give us a call anytime during tonight's broadcast, you can do that by calling 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. You can also type into the fast chat any question or request that you have for Ron. If you have questions about what the Creation Lightship is all about the ascension process, about what it takes to do ascension preparation, about the healings that Ron does, any questions at all, or if you'd like to experience a sample of one of the healings that he does, you can request that as well. And one thing you'll definitely want to do, it's such a wonderful experience, and that is to bring up the picture of the light being that's on the Creation Lightship page. You just go onto the Creation Lightship page from the BBS home page, and you can do that on the Saturday schedule or Monday, Wednesday schedule, anywhere where you see us. And just click on that and then scroll down the page till you see the picture of the light being. And this is actually one of the light beings that resides on the Creation Lightship that was drawn by an artist who's also a seer. And so it was drawn when she was on the Creation Lightship for a healing. And it's just really wonderful because the light beings will come in through that picture and radiate their divine pure love and light energy to you and connect with you in your heart center. And you can connect with them and request your healing and experience that pure love energy. So it's a wonderful experience. Many people see the dimensionality of the picture change, the colors change, even the shape of the face change and become like a living being right in front of you. So I think probably by now everyone's coming on. I see quite a few names on the fast chat, so welcome everyone. And Ron, how would you like to activate the light being right now for everyone?
Sounds wonderful. So just bring up the light being on your monitor screen. It's about an inch down on your scroll bar. And we'll bring in the females here. So here they come. I'll count to 10, and you're going to actually see the picture get energized, along with the energy come into your room. These are all heart-based energy, so if you're trying to use your mind to sense it, figure it out, your mind doesn't have a clue. So don't even use your mind. These are all heart-based healings. Remember, the darkness gave you the mind energy, and that's what's controlling you, why this program is on the air, to help you get out of the mind energy of alien transmissions to you, implants, psychic attacks, everything like that is mind energy. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. And I'll count to 10. You can watch you get energized. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And we'll put some more energy in here for you. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, so you should be able to sense a change. Like the song, Love Walks In, Van Halen. Sense the change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in, and this is what it's all about. So here we go. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And this will only work on the live show here. It will not work on the archives because of alien abductions, etc. So this will be working with everybody who's listening right now that's live on the program. And if you're on it on an archive, then you're going to feel the love energy come to you, but you will not go to the light ship. So here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll go up. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, maybe flowers, a garden, etc., that would be fine too. So here we go. We'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you're on the light ship right now. And we'll probably do about a 10-minute healing session. This is like we normally do on our Mondays and Friday calls here. This is a little quick introduction for people. And here we go. We're going to go into the hot tub room, first of all. This is where they work with our immune system. And you can change the temperature of the hot tubs if you wish. If you're a little cooler down here someplace and you want to get warmed up, or vice versa, just request a healing. And here we go. Next room we're going into is the room where the dolphins are. And these people have a lot of fun because you can actually feel their presence if you put your hand down in front of you. So we're in this room now with these three beautiful dolphins. These happen to be blue dolphins that we have this time. You might see blue if you're able to sense the energies. Maybe you might even see them. So put your hands out in front of you, maybe palms facing forward, and move them out. And you're going to find that your hands will stop. And they won't, you're going to feel a resistance there. So move your hands back and forth, up and down, a circular motion if you wish. And you're actually going to sense and feel the dolphin energy. It's quite something to experience, believe me. If you actually feel it, you're going to actually see how slick the skin actually is. It's just wonderful. And we're going to go into another location. And let's go into a room where they have healing for pain. So a lot of people have pain, unfortunately, and this room will help you to eliminate some of that pain here. So here we go. We're going into this room, and we're in there now. We're going to bring in the energy, which helps us with this here. This energy happens to be a color frequency of black, and the black energy has golden little speckles in it. So it's quite beautiful. Here it comes. I'll bring it down to us here. So stronger. And you may want to just think in your mind, if you wish, or with your heart, about where your pain is. Some people like to put their hand on their body where the pain is, too. So here we go. So bringing that in. And I'll count to 10, and I'll put some music on for everybody so you can actually experience this here and have a wonderful time at it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Thank you. more of that pain release energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into another location on the light ship. And we'll go into where they have a beautiful amethyst crystal. And inside of there is a amethyst crystal waterfall. So here's this beautiful energy coming to us now. It's coming down. And we'll increase it here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we'll bring in another energy for pain release. This will be the same black energy, but it'll have silver speckles in it. Like metallic black with really bright, like chrome little speckles. So it's very, very beautiful. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Another very special room. This is where they have some wildlife. This is the deer room. So it's a special room where deers are to help heal you. So here we go, going into this room now. And here comes the deer energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. To request your healing, because the light only works in the now, and there's no judgment. So the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. So you have to request healing. Going to another location, and let's go into the room where St. Bernadette is, along with Mother Mary. We're going to go into some water there, which is healing water, like they have in Lourdes, France. And here's the water right now. We're going into that beautiful pool of water. It's actually like silver water. And we're in it right now. And I'll increase the energy for everybody down here. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And what we could do, I do it once in a while on the shows here. We'll get, if you want to get a glass of water, we'll do some skin misting water. This we have on the website too, for water activations. So we'll do that in about 2 or 3 minutes here. So just get a glass of water for skin misting. Bringing more of the deer energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's more of the pain release energy. Will be the black with the golden speckles. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. into one room where they put the special solution inside of our mouth. It's a very thick silver gel. This is designed to help you with gum infection, maybe tooth decay, nerve problems, to work with the back of your throat. So here we go. This is that's like a silver paste. It's coming into your mouth right now on the light chip. Here we go. We'll increase the energy. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do our special glass of water here for skin misting water. Hold it in your hands. One hand on each side of it at the water level or below. And we're going to bring in to the light beam picture on your monitor screen. We'll bring in the male light beams to help energize this water for everybody. So here they come. Okay. They're right now with you. And we'll bring in the energy now to activate the water. So here it comes. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this will take probably about 2 minutes to charge up. You want to use it today and tomorrow. A lot of people put this water in a misting bottle. Don't add anything to it. If you don't have one, then just put the water on your hands, maybe put it on your face, on your skin. If you have any skin imperfections, people have mentioned that they've had blemishes and just sores get healed very, very quickly. So water just like almost evaporates once it goes onto your skin. It's very, very refreshing. So here we go. I'm going to bring some more energy in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and get a little bit stronger for everybody. You might feel your hands pulsating, getting warm, tingling. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the females now are giving you a nice neck massage, back massage, working with your hands, working with the meridians on the bottom of your feet, so you may feel your body relaxing instantly right now. Remember, contact is all it takes. Okay, the skin water is done, so you can do what you want with it here. So we'll go into one final room. And this room here is where they have the waterfall energy. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall. It's going to crush your skin. It doesn't touch your skin, it goes all around it. So here we go. We're in this room right now, and we're bringing the energy down here so we can experience that too. We're also up there on the light ship in physical form, just like we are right now. Here we go. Coming in, and here comes the beautiful rainbow energy. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Experience that for a little bit before we come back from the light ship. Remember, you're up there in physical form. Your physical body and your spirit. When you're not here, you're there. Thank you. meals. They're still working with us, so you may be feeling your body getting more relaxed right now. Next, I'll bring in a couple oxygens to experience here. So here comes number 51. Just a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a few times. Breathing after that, number 51 oxygen. Number 74. Coming in right now. Okay. So we'll come back from the light shift. So we're thanking all the particular doctor teams that worked with us this evening. Remember, the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. This is creation energy that's working with you to help you have healings. And we're giving our thanks and coming back down. And now we come down. I'll count to 10. You can feel the energy shift. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow, that was pretty good. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was wonderful. It's always just so amazing to feel those energies like the dolphins against your hands and the different beautiful healing rooms. And I had some very nice comments on the fast chat. Thank you, Ren, for posting your comments about how the pain in your jaw disappeared instantly. I don't know if that was with the pain release, with that wonderful black and silver pain release energy or what it was, but very happy to hear that. And Kyle says he really likes the silver paste, the silver gel that was in our mouth to heal our mouth and teeth and gums. And, yeah, it was just all really wonderful. The blue dolphins and the deer, all those beautiful energies. So what would you like to do next, Ron?
Well, let's wait for a caller to call.
Okay. If somebody would like to call in, that would be great. Maybe somebody that just had a beautiful experience on the light ship would like to call in and talk about it. The number to call is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And while we're waiting for someone to call, Ron, would you like to talk about the healing tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a special Sunday, doing an 8-hour conference call. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's naturally 1 o'clock Eastern. And the call deals with you being in the quarantine room on the light ship. This is outside of the light ship. This is where your bodies are, where they go to, where they're actually infiltrated by the darkness. And there's quite a few of them that are. These energetic bodies have a lot of dark side attachments to them. And this is why you don't have normal physical healings, because your bodies can't get healed because they're not involved with spiritual integrity. So we work with these. We take out shapeshifters, extraterrestrial worms, parasites, all different types of critters, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, octopus energies, squid energies. There's all different types that actually are inhabiting our physical bodies. We just can't see them. Although you probably have seen shapeshifters before. You know, people who look a little strange, their eyes change. You might look at them and momentarily they switch back and forth to a human. We have TV programs on that and movies, so this is nothing new, but they do exist and walk around here. But they can also come into us. And that is very disconcerting. So, well, basically all of our physical problems that we have is because of these things. And also being attached to our genetic predisposition on healing and traumas that our ancestors have experienced. But the main thing is these calls get this off of you. So this call that we have coming up tomorrow, which is Sunday, is dedicated to your physical body and your nervous system rejuvenation. So hopefully you may want to get on that call. You can give me an email if you wish at healing at creationlightship.com, healing at creationlightship.com, and I can contact you maybe either tonight or tomorrow, more than likely tomorrow, and you can use PayPal if you pay to get on it. So, it's a wonderful call. If you've never been on one of these long ones, you don't know what you're missing. You don't have a clue, basically. And the people that have been on it are just basically amazed on how much better they feel after these calls, and they're able to kind of like not really live on this planet anymore because they're more in spirit energy. So they're having a much wonderful time communicating with their spirit, and stress in their life basically leaves them most of the time because spirit doesn't live in stress. Only the mind does. So you get connected more to your heart center. And we do the spirit integration on this call the last 1 hour. So you have 7 hours of healing. We break every hour for about 5 minutes. It's quite awesome. The time goes by very quickly, so don't think of it as like going to work, you know, at your job for 8 hours. It goes by typically, if you were to say linear time, probably within 20 minutes is what it would feel like. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so can we talk a little bit about the nervous system rejuvenation and the body organ rejuvenation, because I think that's the focus for tomorrow's call.
Sure. So what we do is we go to each particular body organ. I see many of these body organs, but they work with a lot that I don't necessarily see at one time. And they take out in the quarantine area, which is outside the light shift. These are special rooms. And they start taking our complete energetic bodies apart. And we look like, you know, kind of like we're spread across the universe, basically, with all the different cells being disassembled. So they take everything out and find out where the darkness is and take it out of us and reassemble us over again, basically. This is kind of how it would look. Remember, the light ship created you, so they have the master blueprint of who you are. And where you're holding darkness, dark energy, where it's attached to you, you know, this is all against your free will, typically. They help to release this energy and find the parts of you that are missing in the dark side universes. So this these calls are geared just for the body organs right now. So if you have a problem, or maybe you just want to get on the call because you're kind of curious, this is the way to do that. The cost would be $100 for the call tomorrow. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to mention the phone number again in case anyone would like to call in. It's 888-815-9756. And, yeah, we've had so many people that have talked about their healings that they've had on these 8-hour calls. I see Kimberly on the fast chat right now talking about the experience for having some of these shadow bodies and so forth being removed. Kimberly, if you'd like to call in, we would love to talk to you about that so you could kind of share your experience with those who maybe aren't able to get on the fast chat, so maybe they can't read the things that you're writing. It would be great to talk to you. And anyone who's been on those calls also. So it's been really wonderful. I'll just mention the nervous system repairs and the work that they've been doing on the spine, and also it seems like all of the different meridians where energy travels and flows through the body from the, you know, head down to the feet, and it's just been really fantastic to experience that. Very wonderful. So let's see. I'll just mention an alternate phone number in case anyone's having trouble getting through on the 888 line. You can also try 530-776-5185. That's an alternate one. So anyway, hope to hear from someone. So
well,
I think we had a request earlier, Ron, for a sample of one of the healings that you do. Oh, but I hear a beep, so I think we have someone on the line.
Saved by the ding.
Hi, Ron and Sylvia. It's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I have a question I've been wanting to ask for a long time. It's not exactly about what we've been talking about, but on the Alien Parasite webpage, at the very top, I've always kind of wondered what to do there. There's at the very top, I don't remember, it's right above your name or right below, there's a place where you check body or spirit, and then all the different healings on the Parasite page are below that. Say I was going to do something for a shapeshifter. Would I put up two light beams for that, one for body and one for spirit?
Yes, I would do that, because the shapeshifter will come into your physical body and live in there. But mm-hmm. remember, your spirit also lives with you. And so the shapeshifter could bring energy to your spirit also, because the spirit has to hold the integrity. And it could actually, in fact, we'll do a session right now. Here, let's just do a quick one for everybody.
So okay,
let's
great.
A sample of that here. So we're going to first do a sample of the a shapeshifter getting released from you. This is what we'll be doing tomorrow also. So here we go. Sit back, relax. If you're new to the call, this will be very interesting for you. So here we go. So we're going to find the shapeshifter. Oh, yeah. These are going to be the ones, there'll probably be a couple of them released from you here. So for the newcomers, what happens is once they're spotted, then they have a chance to come into the light, to live in the universe of light. They should not be with you, number one, so that's against your free will, free choice. And so the fact that they're living with you and in you is not good. And they have their own agenda, typically, and they're normally dark side beings, aliens, okay? So what they do, the light ship gives them a chance to come into the light, and if they say no, they're terminated. They're just, they get loved to death. And that's it. They're no longer in existence. And so here we go. So this will be the ones around our waist area. So number one's going to come out here, and these may go to the light. You never know. It's nice to do these healings for them, because they then become part of the light, and they get a spirit in their body. They can keep their same life form, whatever they look like, and their blueprint now is energized by the light ship, and now it has spiritual integrity to it, where before it was just a dark side creation. So here we go. Count to 10. This one's going to be released from you, and then we'll do your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's released. And now we're going to do the same healing for the residue that the shapeshifter gave to your spirit. So here we go.
Okay.
One, two. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, if you feel a little more awake, a little more alert, that's because your spirit was compromised. Number two, shapeshifter, going to release that out of your physical body around the waist area. Here we go. Okay. So on the alien page, we have a section there, which this is what we're doing now, where you can select having these energies released from your spirit or your body, or and your body. So you can do either one of them there. Well,
Ron, what I've been doing generally is, for everything on that page, you know, sometimes I just go down and if it seems pertinent, I'll select, you know, I'll put up several light beings. I've got about three computers now, and I'll put up several light beings, and I always do, on whatever the subject is, I'll do one for body and one for spirit. That's what I've been doing all along, and I just wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, doing
that
the best thing.
Good. Very good. Okay. Body cleaned out, and I'll do your spirit. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's released. Okay. So, just see if you feel any changes there. Remember, when you sense a change, nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. This is what we're here to do, is to bring your love back to yourself from your spirit. because these extraterrestrial beings, life forms, planets, remember your natal chart, these are all alien energies that are preventing you from having your free will, free choice. It's very simple to understand once you can realize that you're being controlled. And they brought us mind energy. And the mind energy works in time. Your spirit works out of time. The light always works out of time. And so it knows nothing about time because it doesn't live in time. It lives out of time. This is why the light, in a sense, has a little more difficult time on doing healings on people because it's in the moment. Where the darkness works in the past, you know, in the moment too, and also in the future. So it has many, many ways of sabotaging you, and the only way to get out of that sabotage is to connect with your spirit and to be in the present moment. This is what everybody says to be in the now. And that means that when you're in the now, you're in the energy of true divine flow, creation energy, not God energy. Remember, I don't deal with God energies. I don't want to get any more aliens. Remember, they brought all the gods that are down here, the people that, the energies that people pray to, the deities, etc., whatever that would be, whether it could be even crystals or rocks or the sun gods or whatever, you know. We have a tremendous history, you know, of different people and cultures praying to things outside of themselves. Doesn't matter what it is, but you have it ingrained in you. So even though you may not understand or believe in that system that you're living all of your past lives, which is your genetic body's incarnations at one time, that is true. So you are doing that, and you're living with their belief system. This is why you want to have the specialized light shift clearings, to get rid of your ancestors' beliefs so that you can live more in the now and be with your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia, and thank you for calling, Marianne.
You're welcome. I'll go now. I think Kimberly wants to come on the phone, so I'll say goodnight, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Marianne.
Thank you.
That was great. So right before Marianne called in, I was about, I think there's a beep. So is that Kimberly by any chance? Anyone there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
This is Craig.
Hi, Craig. Thank you so much for calling in.
It's wonderful. It's the first time I've had a chance to call, so it's a blessing to be connected.
Oh, thank you. So how long have you listened to the program, just out of curiosity?
I've been in on the Internet noticing your show for probably about a year. This is the first time I called.
Oh, great.
So the way the time frames work, I've finally got through some of my dark spaces and was able to get there.
Okay, so what's the most interesting thing that you or tweaked your interest so far about our different shows? I'm just curious.
Up to this point, Ron, it's been everything you talk about. So there couldn't be one thing that stands out. I have so much insight, but there's still so much hand-me-down stuff that you address that it's amazing, the subject matter that you can present for us. So
yeah,
I'm actually in a place of my own self that I don't know what's wrong, but I feel that I always need, I have to ask for help.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Well, great. Well, thank you for enjoying the show, then. Thank
you. Do you have a question tonight?
Yeah.
My question would be, what's most appropriate for my highest good in this now moment?
Well, in the light, there's whatever you want to experience. So there's no judgment.
I'm okay. Mine is about freedom. So that would be debt-free and free from all these negative influences that influences my presence on this planet. And so however fast I can get there, the better off we all are.
Yep, that's correct. So let's take off the mind control, since you talked about being debt-free. Let's get rid of some of the energy that's transmitting the mind control. We do that off and on in these shows here. You might already be in that space because we've been on the light ship, but if we have any person who's not strictly in the moment right now, we'll get you out of the mind control so you are in the moment. So on a count to 10, the light ship's going to take away the EMF radiation around you, the AC wires in your house, if you have that, or unless you're in your car or something, whatever energy, cell phone energies, anything that's being transmitted electronically, they're going to put a little shield around you, so to speak, and disconnect you from it. So I'm going to count to 10. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just kind of see how you feel. You still online, Greg?
Yes, I'm here. I'm actually everywhere like you are, so it's interesting.
So how do you feel after having that?
It is better. You actually use a cell phone right now talking to you, so I'm aware of EMFs and many other subjects that we all have to deal with. But there's so much interference that I'm just starting to wake up, and I don't know what I'm not seeing or I don't know what's going on, honestly.
Okay, well, we'll do an exercise here.
I feel relief, and I don't always feel relief for a permanent relief, and so I can get to my next level, and then whatever that may be, you know, feel into the way.
Yeah, that's great. So let's do an exercise.
So the EMF interference is dark light interfering, so.
Yep.
And we're surrounded by it, so.
So let's do our life force energy. I haven't done that for quite a while. So what you want to do is put your palms together, so to speak, and move them out, you know, in front of you like you do the sampling your energy. And you want to just
do that.
Want to move your hands in until you feel that invisible ball, like a spring that you're compressing here. And then move your hands apart. You want to do an affirmation. It's very simple, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And you want to say that out loud, and then move your hands apart.
Life force energy.
We'll do it together here. So
okay.
I now increase my life force
now
energy. I now increase my life force energy.
Life force energy.
I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. You feel your hands probably going way past body width by now. I now increase my life force energy.
Here's my life force energy.
I now increase my life force energy.
I now increase my life force energy.
I now increase my life force energy. And the last time here, I now increase my life force energy. So that should plug everybody in a little stronger to their own spirit.
It's about balance for me, Ron. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Any signs that I ever have when I deal with conversations from higher energies that I can actually know that I feel the truth, it's about balance for me. So it's about holding that balance, whatever level I'm at, so I can continue.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, everybody's at a different level of consciousness.
Right.
And,
wherever I'm at, I want to hold it with integrity so I can continue to increase.
Yep, that's great. That's exactly where you should be.
That perspective is changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need help and need to connect with everyone, and that's the main reason I called to connect.
Great. So thank you for calling.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Very welcome.
Yeah. I'm blessed. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good night, Ron.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye. So if you're a new timer, we probably have, 500 archives. I heard a beep possibly too. We have someone else online?
It's Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for persisting and getting through. That's great.
I know. It's
How are you, Sylvia?
I'm great. Really good tonight. Thank you.
Yeah,
and I would love it if you could share what you were talking about on the fast chat regarding the healings and the shadow body removals and that, so other people can understand that as well.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Last week, it was about a Thursday, I visually was shown that there, I think these are the shadow bodies. They looked like a body that didn't have really any life to it, like it was disconnected or deactivated, and it was a deflated, kind of like a balloon, but it was very close to my body, and I realized the sensation I felt in the soles of my feet. There was a pulling and a tugging, and then I seen the body, there were one at a time, there were a few of them, slipping and kind of sliding in a tugging kind of way, because it's like a tight fit, but like a skin, this kind of like being pulled away, but it was coming through, it was coming out of me through the soles of my feet. I was laying down, and it was easy to go through. It was kind of strange because I could see it and I could feel it. I was odd, but it wasn't hurtful in any way. And but it was a little bit exhausting. They seemed to be like almost kind of adhered to us. So the pulling and tugging is the best way I can articulate the removal of them. It didn't take long. It was just like, you know, in a moment, it was gone. But I had this real open sensation in the soles of my feet where I wanted to rub them. And then another one was being pulled and slipped away from me. And I could just kind of see it moving away. And then about three times, and I was tired, but I felt good. And and then, you know, I received more life force energy, and I was fine. And then the visual part of it went away. But for a while, I had that odd feeling in the soles of my feet. They were very open, like there was a lot of activity. But I felt really good, and I understood. It helped me understand what the shadow body is, because I hadn't quite grasped that yet. I was aware of them leaving, but to actually see how they're fitted on, how we're geared with them, encased, because we're encased in them. And I don't know if they separate them through the head area, because they get pulled down, like, over the head and down over the shoulders and, you know, the waist and the hips and down, out. So, like
that. Oh, wow. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, when you were able to see them, did you notice, did the shadow body have, like, kind of the appearance of your body, only, you know, without the spirit or the life force in it?
Sure. It looked like it was sleeping. There were no real eyes. And it's like a real tight-fitting suit. And that's why I could really feel it being tight, because it was kind of exhausting, the process. It was because there was, like, some resistance. And but it was like it was sleeping by the time I saw it. So I don't know if it was deactivated or disconnected or what it was done. But for it to be able to slip off my body, I would think something has to be opened up in the head area, the top of the crown.
Yeah.
For it to be open. So.
Yeah, that's been similar to my experience. I've felt a lot of crown chakra opening, and then also a lot in the feet. So it feels like that is pretty much the way that they release those.
For me, it's a very different experience than like the octopus energy is being removed, because I've been entangled in that, like coiled, wrapped with the tentacles, and they will rock me from side to side, like, you know, because of the suction. suction cups and the pulling off. And then I've had the experience of the jellyfish. So all three are very different removal experiences, having them extracted. But it's fascinating because it's harmless, but you feel so incredibly good afterwards. Sometimes I'm tired because it's kind of, it's exhausting, and I can see how traumatizing it's been for the bodies, but it's the healing process is just so immediate, and it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And can you feel a lot of difference as far as after those shadow bodies come out and then the light ship does the spirit integration? Can you feel that your spirit is able to integrate much more in the body after those come out?
Over the last few months, you know, once in a while I'll get a fullness or sensation of the spirit infusion, or I'll just get more of an elated feeling. But I don't really feel the whole infusion process like some people do. What I did feel, though, was when my feet were being regenerated because they had been deteriorated by some of the parasitic life forms that had deteriorated my feet on one of my bodies, and the regeneration process for that over a course of a few hours one afternoon was powerful. I felt them like inch by inch as they were being rebuilt. That was extraordinary.
Wow, it's awesome. Yeah, but Ron, you want to say anything about that? Have you seen them do that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the shadow bodies, it depends on what depth you look at them, okay? But they do come in, and they can mimic us. They can change form. They can take our life force energy naturally. But they come in to share our experience here. And sometimes they actually can mimic one of our body organs. And that's very interesting because they may want to experience that life force energy in that body organ. And in the process, your life force energy goes into them in place of your physical body organ. So all of a sudden you start having problems with a certain body organ, not knowing why, and it's because they're in there. And unless you can really decipher and actually look at that body organ, it's hard to describe this here because you have to realize that the dark side can take you out of time all the time, okay? And they can do so much to you against your free will when you're not here. And this is why you want to have your spirit in for protection so that they cannot harm you. And when these things do come into us, boy, they have their own agenda, and it's just like separating like pages in a book. You know, we think that our cell structure, we'll say, would be like a book that's solid, and you can't get into it. But they can actually take that cell apart, just like opening a 300-page book and imprint into it different pages. And from the outside surface, it looks like it's the same cell, but actually this dark side energy that's living and thriving inside of each cell, it's incredible what they can do. Their technology is so mind-boggling that you wouldn't really necessarily be able to even conceive what they can do to us. And this is why these healings are so beneficial, because you realize that who you used to be is not you. And when you get more of these clearings and healings done, all of a sudden you start realizing that you're holding more spirit energy. This is why I said you feel like you're different, completely different, and that you can walk in the world here on this planet and not be affected by this darkness of mind. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for calling in.
Sure.
Unfortunately, our time is actually up for today.
I understand. I could say this. It felt like lycra, really tight lycra on.
Yeah.
Like kind of sticky lycra.
Yeah, like trying to get out of a wet kind of, and they're tugging it off.
Yeah. So I look forward to being with all of you tomorrow for another great Sunday intensive.
Wonderful.
And many blessings.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, our time is up, and there is a program after us on Saturday night, so we're going to have to jump off. Just wanted to say, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to answer every question that comes up on the fast chat or every request because of, you know, how many there are or callers and things that we're doing. So apologize if we weren't able to get to your question tonight. Please just be persistent and come back another time, and we'll do our best to answer everyone. But until then, many blessings to all of you. Enjoy the beautiful divine energy through the light being. And by all means, if you can connect with Ron and get on to these intensive clearing sessions, they will just absolutely change your life. So I'll just say good night, and over to you, Ron.
Yeah, I'll say good night too. So I'll bring you in through the light beam some peace energy, and we'll do that in closing here. So it'll be activated for the next half an hour. So we'll see you probably tomorrow, everybody. If not, the next BBS show is on this coming Monday at 4 o'clock PST. So blessings, that's 7 o'clock Eastern, and see you later. Bye, everyone.